As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Welcome to the NBA Daily Ding on The Athletic NBA Show.
Ding, ding!
How about we can just watch basketball?
I like that idea.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Ding on the Athletic NBA Show. I'm Dave DeFore here with Mark Schindler for your Wednesday night update. Coming up, the Warriors got sloppy in Minnesota. The Timberwolves were pretty good. And the Trailblazers steal one in Memphis. Before we start, don't forget you can get this podcast ad-free by subscribing at theathletic.com/NBA show. D'Angelo Russell scored 14 of his 29 points in the fourth to lead the Minnesota Timberwolves to a comeback victory over the Golden State Warriors, 119-114. But Mark, I think the guy we got to start with for the Timberwolves in this game is Naz Reid. He's filling in for missing in action Rudy Gobert, and obviously Karl-Anthony Towns still out. And Naz Reid was the story of this game. 24 points, 13 rebounds, 4 assists, a steal, and a block. And the game, let's say game-closing dunk at the end of regulation. This was a Naz Reid breakout game, I think. When you have a game like this, as well as he's been playing against an opponent like the Warriors, he opened everyone's eyes tonight. A lot of eyeballs on him. Naz Reid was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, exactly like you mentioned, he's been playing so well. And what, I mean, they're in a really interesting bind because there's been a lot of talk of, well, they move Nas, he's a free agent coming up, but he's been legitimately one of their best players. Like, even tonight, it was funny because, like, you can look at the final box score and be like, oh, he was awesome, you know, 10 of 22, 24 points, 13 boards. But, like, they're early on in the game, he was playing pretty terribly, honestly. Like, so many guys, especially from Minnesota, were just missing. Like, they, even with how they finished for the night, they only shot 28% from three, which, honestly, I think almost speaks to how well they were playing in some regards. They were getting a lot of really good looks. It was just actually making them. But like you mentioned, I mean, his fourth quarter and overtime were tremendous. He made some really key defensive plays, which he's just been demonstrably better as a defender this year. I still wouldn't call him, like, you know, an all-defense guy or anything, but he's been good. And that slam that he had off the offensive rebound, man, like, offensive board comes out to him, drives right, dodges a defender, comes in, underhands, like almost like an underhand tomahawk. Like, it was awesome, man. That was beautiful.
He fully cocked it back on him. I mean, that was a statement dunk. And obviously, like, that sealed the game. I mean, it was over after that. D'Angelo Russell again. He had 15 points in the first half, did not score in the third. And in the first half, in the 15 points, he was minus 10. Finishes the game plus 3. I mean, this is the sort of turnaround that from D'Angelo Russell where you're like, this is why you stick with him late, because he can get hot. He was on a heater in the fourth and just was hitting some tough threes over decent defense. Anthony Edwards, who's been instrumental in this run as the Timberwolves have sort of found their feet and figured out what this team should be. He had 27 points, but you mentioned rough shooting night for the team as a whole. Rough shooting night for Anthony Edwards, 10 of 26 from the field, 2 of 11 from three. The Warriors won all his minutes. 39 minutes for him. He was minus nine in this game. So, you know, the big difference made when he was not in the game, which has been a little bit different for Minnesota. They've leaned on Anthony Edwards so much. But really, the story of this game and the way the Warriors lost it, turnovers. They continue to be sloppy with the ball. And when they're not shooting the lights out, which in this game, 11 of 35 from three, 1 of 5 for Jordan Poole from three, 2 of 7 for Klay Thompson, 5 of 12 for Steph Curry. When they're not shooting the lights out, meaning 40% or above, 17 turnovers, just you're not going to win many games that way.
Yeah, it was tough for them. And I just want to give credit to the Wolves. They game planned this so well. Austin Rivers played 27 minutes tonight, and he was fantastic. He chased Steph Curry off screens all night. It felt like Steph just never was able to I thought Steph had a pretty solid game still, but compared to his measures with how much he struggled just to get off in general, like you can look at his shots and what he got to, but I think overall you could tell he was a little bit more contested, not getting the kind of separation he's used to, and I think that didn't get him some of the passing windows that he was hoping for or that you normally expect him to get. So for me, I think that had a big impact. I mean, Austin was just glued to him whenever he was on the court, and that paid dividends for what they needed.
Yeah, one of the few side benefits for the Timberwolves to Karl Anthony Towns being out with injury is that they really discovered what they have in Kyle Anderson. I mean, this guy, 9 points, 12 rebounds, 4 assists, being an adult on the floor, settling these guys down, getting them to run offense, especially late in the game, playing solid defense. Kyle Anderson might be the best pickup that the Wolves made over the offseason. If you really, like, if we're splitting hairs at this point in the season, I think he's been a more effective player for them than Rudy Gobert.
Obviously there's semantics to it, but it's hard to disagree. Like, I mean, with what he's done in this recent stretch, like, I mean, part of what was curious about the, you know, Rudy being out, Carl being out, just all the injuries that they've had was how do they find something? Do they find something? Are they going to drop even farther? And part of what's been awesome to see is Kyle taking his place. Like, just in January with 15 games started, 10.5 points, 5.5 boards, 5.5 assists on almost 50-75 shooting. Like, he's been dynamite. But the biggest thing is exactly like you mentioned. He just gets everyone else going, which is exactly what they didn't have early on in the year. Like, Rudy has looked his best playing with Kyle. Like, Kyle has been able to find him and intentionally find him too. It feels like he's just able to piece everything together in a way that nobody else on the team's been able to. So I'm really interested to see what that looks like when Karl Anthony Towns does come back. Like, that's a really talented player, obviously. But as we mentioned, making that all fit on court has been a problem. And I think Kyle Anderson has to be part of the solution moving forward for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'd start by playing Karl Anthony Towns and Kyle Anderson a little bit together, since everybody plays really well next to Kyle Anderson. Also, another way the play-in absolutely rules, it's February 1st, and this game matters, Mark. With this win, the Timberwolves move a half game ahead of the Golden State Warriors. They're now the 7th seed in the play-in, statistically tied with the Phoenix Suns. They could be in the top 6 when we wake up tomorrow, Mark, and this is why the play-in is awesome. These games count.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more. What if I told you Damian Lillard went off tonight? Would you believe me, Mark?
Well, I mean, he's been doing it every night since about Christmas, so I would believe you.
It was a day that ended in Y, and of course, we had a basketball game featuring the Portland Trailblazers. That means we got some Dame time. Damian Lillard, 42 points, 10 assists. Anthony Simons had 26, and the Blazers came back to beat the Memphis Grizzlies 122-112. Damian Lillard continues to just be the most dangerous player late in games that I can name. I mean, when he gets an open three less than 3 minutes to go, I expect him to make every single one. When he misses, it surprises me, Mark. He was 15 of 16 from the line, had 8 rebounds to go with those 42 points and 10 assists. Damian Lillard's on a heater over multiple games.
And they needed it too. I mean, this team, they were 3 out of their last 4 were wins coming into tonight. I think they really needed to carry the momentum. And beating a solid team, I mean, more than solid, like Grizzlies have been really, really good this year. Exactly like you mentioned with Dame. Like, I had just this feeling early on, even when they were down and struggling to kind of, it just felt like they were never able to close the gap. Dame just kept making shots. And it wasn't just like a good shot. It was like there was a really good view during the Grizzlies broadcast showing Dame on the far right wing inside the line, hitting a shot just over Desmond Bane. And I think there was maybe like a quarter inch of space on the contest. And that's just how it felt from Dame tonight. Like, almost all 22 of his shots just felt blanketed. And especially the ones that he hit late. I mean, part of what's been really fun in seeing him be used in this off-ball mold more so to get set up is the way that he's able to attack the paint. And not that it hasn't been there before, but I think you get that extra half step of him going downhill with somebody on his hip instead of, you know, right alongside him. And, I mean, that's part of him getting the line 16 times tonight. I think his playmaking has been at almost an even higher level this year. Like, not that he's ever been a bad passer, but I think there's just, like, a little extra oomph, a little bit extra of court vision from him. And Anthony Simons came up huge tonight as well, too. Really liked his play down the stretch. He was really vital for them. With Dame sitting a little bit, towards the end of the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it's nice when you can have a guy who can – you know, generate offense for himself when, you know, the best player in franchise history goes to the bench for a few minutes. Nurkic leaves this game in the first quarter. He's -5 in 2 minutes. Drew Eubanks plays a lot, 24 minutes in this game, +9. I like the speed that he brought to the table for them. It enabled him to get up and down the court a little bit. I just thought that they looked a little bit better. Guards looked a little bit better when they were getting up and down the court. Still no Steven Adams for the Grizzlies, and they really missed him. I mean, this is one of those games where, you know, again, Nurkic goes out. This is when the Grizzlies like to have their two bigs. They like to attack the glass. And, you know, Xavier Tillman, he's an okay backup, +12 in this game, but it's not the same as when you have Steven Adams out there. Jaren Jackson Jr. blocking every single shot in every single game. He had 6 blocks tonight, 18.7 rebounds. He was pretty effective. Ja Morant with 32 points, 12 assists, 9 rebounds. And again, 9 of 37 from 3 for the Grizzlies, 14 of 36 from 3 for the Blazers. And that's kind of the story of your game.
Yeah, and two quick things going off that too. I thought the Blazers bench was absolutely massive in this game. Shaedon Sharpe played some really good minutes for them. Gary Payton II was all over the place. So we even forgot to mention too, Jeremy Grant went out for the game in the second quarter. And that led to Gary Payton II playing a bunch, Trenton Watford playing a bunch, and they ended up playing a matchup zone a lot in the second half, and that gave Memphis real problems. They were able to just kind of expose some weaker shooters, and to their credit, too, they were flying around. Like, I don't think you can say that this team hasn't been trying defensively at any point this season. Their issue's just been size and some of their personnel, but tonight, I think you saw with Gary Payton playing the way that he did, Trenton Watford gives them some really good looks as well. Like, I love that. And just to read off, these are Dame's stats in January. In 15 games, averaging 35 points, 4 boards, and almost 8 assists. On 49.7% from the field, 36.9% from 3, and 90.6% from the line. It's pretty good, Dave.
Yeah, I think he's okay. In Boston, the Nets just got slapped. I don't know how to describe the first quarter of this game, Mark. The Celtics wind up winning 139-96. The first quarter score, Boston led 46-16. Let me repeat, 46, Mark, to 16. The Celtics were just on fire from three. They hit their first 8 three-pointers, Mark. They were on fire the whole game. 26 of 54 from three. They shot 54 threes, Mark. The Celtics are incredible.
Yeah, this was kind of I mean, like you mentioned with the first quarter, it was kind of a hilarious microcosm of the game, just blowing it open the way that it did. Watching the Nets defense, noted, like, they were very depleted. Obviously, Kevin Durant's not there. They're missing a couple bench guys. But, it felt like watching semi-pro when the guy dunks for the first time and people are like, you can do that? That's how it felt watching them defending lobs. I think Rob Williams had 6 lobs in the first quarter. And they just, legitimately, they had nothing to defend it. Like, they were just kind of, like, caught in the sand. Like, oh, I didn't know you can jump that high. Like, it was kind of wild. I mean, Rob didn't even play 20 minutes tonight. And he didn't need to, frankly. I think that's part of the reason he didn't. But, like, yeah, exactly, Commission. They were getting absolutely anything they wanted out of drive and kick. Part of it is hot shooting, but also the Nets defense tonight was just kind of a joke.
Yeah, I mean, look, Boston is going to do this from time to time. We saw how they started out the regular season this year, just lights out from three. And they're going to have these games. I mean, Tatum and Jaylen Brown both go 7 of 12, respectively, from three. I mean, 14 made threes from your two best players. It's going to be hard to overcome for any opposing team, much less the Nets, who were without their best player. So as scrappy as the Nets have been, they got absolutely taken to the scrap heap by the Boston Celtics. And that's going to do it for today's show, folks. Thank you guys for listening. For Mark Schindler, I'm Dave DeFore. Mark, let's get out of here.
Dang, y'all.